Fred, think of it this way. You're at 13,000 feet. You're backpacking in the Rockies. The air's kind of thin. You take out the can of oxygen and strap it around your face for 15 minutes and then start walking down to lower elevation. By the time you get down to 8,000 feet, kind of near the parking lot where your car is, you're not going to need that oxygen tank anymore. And that's similar to what the Fed's been doing, in a sense, by stimulating the economy and keeping interest rates low. They have to get the patient to the point where it doesn't need life support, so you don't have the redundancy. And what everybody's been looking for, of course, is when can we take the patient off of life support? It's interesting, Bernanke, Chairman Bernanke of the Fed, said that he was going to wait till unemployment gets down to 7%. Well, guess what? It went down to 7.3 today, and he hopes that, Chairman hopes that we'll get down to 7% by the end of the year. So that's the point at which you don't need the life support. Another point I'll make here, Fred, is that one of the first things I ever learned doing this for a living was to not fight the Fed. So many of us are trained so that when the Fed is accommodating, when the Fed is easing, you want to favor equity. Stocks tend to do really well when the Federal Reserve is on your side of the game. But there's a point, and here's the answer, that you don't need that additional oxygen. You're going to breathe fine on your own. There's a point at which the economy doesn't need the help of lower interest rates because it's going to do fine on its own. You know, the miracle is that during this period of austerity, when Congress literally refused to help the country in spending programs as they should have, that we were able to wiggle our way out of the mess that was created by the money center banks in New York. So the miracle is that the life support that we could provide through the Fed worked, that on its own was barely enough. And now the patient is about to get out of intensive care, about to get out of the emergency room. They're about to take the oxygen tank off, and the patient's going to be fine breathing on its own, where that additional Fed stimulus is unnecessary. And I suspect reading between the lines of your question, Fred, here, it's, you know, is the market going to go down once the tapering ends? And my best guess is no, it's not. You know, the Fed's done their best to tell everybody that they're about done with the $85 billion a month. They've hinted that perhaps the announcement could come as early as September 18th when they meet and announce their discussions. My guess is they may kick it down the road 1 month based on the employment report that came out. But it's all about earnings and interest rates, and as long as earnings are heading towards record levels, my guess is we're not going to need the additional stimulus provided by the Fed, and the markets will do just fine.